The following is a paid program. The views and opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily those of Brewer Media Group.
It's time for the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour. Gain practical advice on financing, mortgages, small businesses, and life with Ben Phillips of Home Rage Mortgages and Sabrina Smedley of Sabrina Realty Associates. Learn the inside tips from two of the most successful entrepreneurs in the Chattanooga area. And now, here are your hosts, Sabrina and Ben.
Good morning, Chattanooga. I'm Ben Phillips with the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour. And this is Sabrina Smedley next to me.
How are you doing? Good morning, Boom. Chattanooga. Good morning, Ben. So have you been for your morning run?
I have, absolutely. Every morning.
Now, I got to ask, okay, our audience, they don't see you on Saturday morning. He is smiling from ear to ear every Saturday, bouncing off the wall, high energy. He does this run every Saturday morning. But I've got to ask, how on earth are you running in this heat?
Well, my body's used to it because I ran in college and we had to run 100 miles a week. So this is nothing. I'm walking as far as my past is concerned. So it's about conditioning, you know?
Yeah.
I think that we all are a little bit nervous about the heat. But, you know, we're running early enough to where the heat doesn't matter that much. Now, you run about 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
That's when it gets really intense.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. Well, speaking of heat and hot, the real estate market has not let up at all. We're going to talk a little bit in this first segment about what the trends are and what the projections are for the rest of the year, 2019. You know, we keep hearing about this. I call it a pseudo-recession, which does not exist. I think, and I'm very blessed, I say this very humbly, that I have had record-breaking months for August and September of this year.
And same here on the
exactly.
mortgage side.
I know.
You know those, like, race cars where there's, like, you know, they're kind of like street cars, and you, mm-hmm. like, push a button, like mm-hmm. some kind of nitrous button, and then so it's, like, going as fast as it can, but then they push the button, and it just goes into an overdrive. So much for that pseudo-recession, because that's what we're doing right now.
Exactly. And everything we're hearing, this is going to continue. This will continue through 2019, going to 2020. So anybody listening this morning,
it's exciting,
that's thinking about selling your home or buying a home, I say it's a great market for sellers and buyers. We keep hearing it's a seller's market. It is, because
yes.
there's so much demand. There's a housing shortage. We need more homes. But because of the interest rates, there's never been a better time to buy a home, because
right.
you're at, what, 3.6%?
Interest rates are at inflation, folks. In the threes, and it's an amazing time. So get fired up about buying the American dream, because that's what the American dream is all about, is becoming wealthier. You know, we talk about this all the time, Sabrina.
Yeah.
The average homeowner is now worth over $200,000. I remember six years ago when I used to say the average homeowner is worth $106,000 or $108,000.
Right, exactly.
And that was like when we first started radio 4 or 5 years ago.
Exactly.
And now we're saying worth $200,000. So all that time.
Plus.
All that time we've been saying, hey, become a homeowner. We have literally been making dreams come true.
Oh, yeah.
And if anyone wonders why I'm always so fired up, the American dream can literally take you into an American dream reality.
Right.
It creates wealth having homeownership, not just on the front side of having a lower mortgage payment.
Exactly.
But also during the process, you're building equity, which is literally cash accessible
yeah, exactly.
when something bad or something opportunistic happens in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, your mortgage goes away and now you have no mortgage payment while everyone else is making the landlord rich for the rest of their lives.
We can't do that either.
I mean, so folks, if we have told you anything else over the last 5 years, Sabrina and myself, it's about the American dream is really what it means.
Exactly. And if you're a little apprehensive about buying a home, let's say that you're, you know, afraid that maybe your credit score isn't quite what it needs to be, or your credit, or maybe you're afraid that you don't have enough money on hand to buy a home, you need to call us, because let me tell you something. You'd be surprised at what you can do. Just a few things you can do to improve your credit score.
Oh, easily.
Easily.
Just a couple clicks.
Yeah, exactly. And I know at Home Rate, you guys help people. You work with people. You help them get their credit score where it needs to be. So, and it's easy. You make it easy. You take the stress out of it. In addition, there's home loans out there. We talk about this week after week. Home loans out there that require 0% down. You
That's
don't
exciting.
Have to be a veteran. you can get a USDA loan with 0% down. There's also some loans that are available FHA.
With grant down
where
payments.
You can take grant down payments. Yep. You can take gift payments. If your parents want to give you a loan to get you out of the house, great motivation. But I mean,
a free loan, that is.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm telling you, and we keep hearing that the rates are going to stay down, and there may even be another rate decrease. What do you think about that? What do you think?
Well, look.
I'm having our economist, Ben Fellows, yes, predict the future here.
Okay, so I'm a logic sort of guy.
Yeah, because last year we were hearing they were going to be double what they are now.
Right, right. Before, in high school I took the ACT test and I said, right, what's science reasoning? What does that really mean?
Exactly.
Why did I score perfect on this? I had no idea what it even meant. I wasn't that smart enough to understand how smart I was in a certain subject. It was called science reasoning, and it ended up being like a logic thing. Well, folks, when you're at the best interest rates of all time, you don't sit there and argue about how much lower they're going to go. You take action and experience it. Because when they double, when they go back up to 5 or 6%, even 4.5%, the payment will go up 25, 40%.
Which affects you can buy and how much you can
buy.
And
at Home Rate Mortgage, let's just say we did 80 or 90 loans last month just in our Chattanooga office. Well, 80 or 90 loans were fixed rate mortgages. Those rates never go up.
Exactly.
Those rates are the same. So it's the same 3.25% from today or next year or 2040. Mm-hmm. That's what your interest rate is. But when rates are, 6 and 7%, while you're beautifully stuck in a 3.25%, mm-hmm, you're taking that. You are gaining a superior advantage to everyone around you.
Right.
You have a much lower payment. You income usually goes up in the inflationary world. Mm-hmm. So that means you're going to have more money to put down on that low interest rate and get that mortgage paid off quicker. It's just, you have to recognize when to take action. So to answer your question, rates are eventually going to go up. I don't think they're going to go much lower than where they're at right now.
Right.
The lowest rates ever is like going right under that 3 mark.
Exactly.
It just touches it for a few minutes in retrospect. I mean, it was like 3 weeks.
Right.
It dipped into the twos. And it might have done it 2 or 3 times over the course of a year. But that's it.
Well, the point is,
they're right there at it.
The rates are as low as they've ever been. Take advantage of it today. And for those thinking that maybe their credit score isn't quite where it needs to be, and you'll be surprised at how low, really, you can work with someone with a credit score of 580, as low as 580.
Yeah, sometimes we've gotten a person that has 580, we've gotten them to a 680 overnight.
Yeah,
in
exactly.
24 hours. So you can't be scared about taking a journey into the unknown. If you're at a 580 right now, mm-hmm, trust me, you don't know what you're doing.
Exactly.
Stop taking advice from yourself.
Exactly.
And take the free advice from professionals that do it every day. It's free advice. And my grandfather taught me a long time ago, the worst advice in the world is free advice.
Yeah. And
but not from the right people.
they need to do is reach out to a professional, like either one of us.
Right.
Someone you trust. Because people don't understand, even with a credit card, and you know this, people don't understand, they think, oh, I'll pay off all my credit cards, close them out, my credit will go up.
Nope.
That's such a misconception, is it not?
Yeah, and if you're just
paying them off's good, but not closing them out.
Never close them out unless you get the advice from us at Home Rate Mortgage. If you're just now joining us, folks, this is the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour. It's a beautiful Saturday morning, mm-hmm, and we are excited and fired up about this real estate market.
Absolutely.
This mortgage interest rate market, mm-hmm, and all the stuff. We have a special guest today.
Oh, yeah. We have a very dear lady in the studios that will be in the next segment, and we won't preview what we're going to talk about, but we are going to talk about a new facility. We'll just say that.
How
here
exciting
in town.
Is that?
And what's going on, all the exciting things going on all throughout Hamilton County. We're going to focus on kind of our neck of the woods, but next week we're going to have another guest, too, to talk about another exciting venue that people don't know about. You and I love to have small business owners on.
Amen.
And talk about, what's
small
going
businesses.
On. Exactly. Exactly. And support our small businesses. Anything new going on, we like to share it with our listeners so they know what's going on in their community. And something, Ben, this is a good time too to talk about the latest statistics in the real estate market. I was looking at this, and I saw that you had the same information. If you just look at last year as comparison to this year, same time last year, our median sales price was $188,000. Now is over
$200,000. Wow.
So, I mean, for sellers, there's never been a better time to sell your home. Days on the market, average days on the market. Do you remember several years ago that the average days on the market, and we thought it was selling a house quick, was 4.5 months?
Yes,
you remember that? Just about 3 or 4 years ago, it was 4.5 months, and we were like, wow, I mean, you know, homes are selling fast. Well, guess what? Now it's 43 days.
And that tells you.
It's like 5 or 6 weeks. It's crazy.
And 3 years ago, Sabrina, we were talking about this pent-up demand that is just getting ready to blow up like a volcano. And here it is. Here it is. And you know what? There's no end in sight.
Yeah.
Well, the challenge, would rather buy, that's right. You know, they would rather buy a very nice house. They'd rather buy a smaller house that's super awesome.
Yeah.
You know, they want what they want, and they're going to get it because they're smart.
And the challenge is, like you said, the demand. I mean, our inventory is down 12%, which means high demand. You know, we just need more supply. And I'll tell you this. I go out, I list these homes, and I tell these sellers. And I try to warn them. I try to prepare them for what's to come. Get ready because your phone's going to blow up, especially if it's certain areas, certain price. There's huge demand, as you know, anything below $300,000. But I'm also seeing homes $450,000, $500,000, a lot of demand for those homes too right now. But I try to warn them. I try to prepare them. Okay, get ready. Your phone is going to ring off the hook. And guess what? I think they're listening and they're hearing me, but it's almost like there's that ray of doubt because inevitably when in less than 24 hours, I'm serious. And in less than 24 hours, you've got three or four offers on this one property. They're like, oh, my goodness. I mean, their head is spinning.
Right.
And I was like, but I told you, you know. Maybe I need to be a little bit more dramatic when I'm telling them so that they believe me. But I'm telling you. And they are so happy. I just – and you know this.
There's so much trust built up around your organization, your business. I think it just still stuns people to recognize – wow, she got me this much for my house and it sold in one day. It's just one of those things where it kind of sounds unbelievable.
Well, what I've got to do is figure out how to speed my professional photographer up because these homes, I'm serious. I can show you these homes because, you know, we have an MLS rule. You list a home, you've got to have photos on within 48 hours. Well, usually my photographer has a 24-hour turnaround. So I get her out to take photos. She gets me the pictures usually the next day, which is very quick.
But you're dealing with offers all day.
But when I'm putting the sign in the yard, they're calling. We're not turning them away waiting on photos. So I'm not kidding. I'm selling these homes before a photo is ever even uploaded. No one knows what the home looked like online. So it's crazy. I'm like, I need to fire her because I'm paying her for nothing because I don't even have time to put the photos on. It's crazy. But the moral of the story is it's a great time to sell a home. There's no doubt about it.
It really is.
We've got a lot of things to cover today on the show. We're going to have a special guest in here right after the break.
Did you know that mortgage rates are at 9-month lows? Listen up, y'all. Ben Phillips, Home Rate Mortgage, right here in Chattanooga, 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money. And if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now, 805-9100. Families all over Tennessee are calling Home Rate Mortgage right now with these amazing 9-month low rates and paying off their high interest credit card debt into one low fixed rate mortgage payment. And check this out. We just helped a retired court reporter who lives in Ottawa. We paid off her mortgage and $7,000 in credit card debt and saved her family $400 per month while, get this, giving her $10,000 additional cash out for home improvements so that her grandson can live with her. It's easy, and you can do it too. It just takes 10 minutes and this number, 805-9100. And if you're at your desk like me, get a quick quote at homeratemortgage.com. Listen up, y'all. I'm Ben Phillips with Home Rate Mortgage, right here in Chattanooga, 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money, and if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now, 805-9100. We just helped a North Georgia teacher. Her mortgage rate was too high. She had $31,000 in debt. She wanted to retire sooner. Many financial goals, folks, but she made the call to Home Rate Mortgage, 805-9100. We lowered her rate 1%. We paid off $31,000 in debt. We got her on the road to retiring faster. She saved her family $450 per month. The best part? She bragged about the Home Rate Mortgage experience. Folks, it's easy and you can do it too. It just takes 10 minutes and this number, 805-9100. There's no cost and no obligation. So why wouldn't you call? HomeRateMortgage.com, 805-9100, HomeRateMortgage.com.
Now back to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour on Easy 106.9.
And welcome back to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour here on Easy 106.9 FM on this beautiful Saturday morning. And Ben, a lot going on in the real estate market. We're going to talk about more of that later in the show. But now it's time to bring in our special guest. We have the beautiful Leah King in the studios this morning. Good morning, Leah.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Taking some time out on your Saturday. So Leah is the new activities coordinator for the Morning Point at East Hamilton. It is the new Morning Point facility. Have you guys, I know I went to a block party there a couple weeks ago, and goodness gracious, I was amazed at the attendance and just the interest.
I was too.
Because I didn't really see anything about the event except for on Facebook. So I don't know how you guys promoted that, but Ben, you would have been surprised. It was a block party. I mean, I went out there and there was no parking spaces. It was crazy. So are you guys open? Are you taking, are people, are you taking applications? What's going on right now?
So this week we started moving some of the residents into our community.
Okay.
And it's very exciting because for my job, it's a very important aspect is meeting each and every resident and getting to know them on a one-on-one basis and seeing the kind of activities that they want to do, that they're interested in, so that I can have each and every resident have a meaningful day.
Well, let me tell you, some people are living longer.
That's true.
As you know, and they're very active, especially seniors. And this facility is for active seniors, right? This is an independent living
this
facility.
This is an assisted living facility, so it's not skilled nursing of any sort. But I know that we have got a 99-year-old lady coming in who does Tai Chi. Then we have another 99-year-old lady coming in who goes to the sports barn 3 days a week.
Do you hear this, Ben?
It's wild.
They're 99 years old.
I'm excited. I want to live to 100.
It's inspiring. It really is. Oh, it's going to make me want to
If I can feel good and look good and all that, I mean, heck, why not?
Right. Absolutely.
Well, and that, well, they are obviously, you just said, two 99-year-olds moving in. Mm-hmm. People are living longer.
Yeah.
They're active. So I would think that your job is pretty demanding because you had to be on your toes thinking, how do I entertain these folks?
Right. That's true. Well, and I have 6 to 8, sometimes 10 activities every day, 7 days a week.
Wow.
Planned out for residents.
Now, Leah, just look back up just 1 second. And first of all, let me go ahead and say, Leah, I mean, your last name's King. I mean, we got some Jedi thing going on, Star Wars thing.
That's true.
And then, you know,
I'm a princess.
You're a princess, no doubt about it. Yeah. So, and you're dressed like a princess.
Well, she's got her tutu on.
I know. This is awesome. So, first of all, where is the new facility located exactly for everybody?
Okay, so the facility is located at East Brainerd Road and Ottawa-Ringgold Road. If you're going out towards Appison, it's probably just 200 yards on your right.
Exactly.
Right, out towards Appison Elementary.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we've had construction out there for a year, and it was just like, boom, there it is.
I know, it's crazy.
Yep. They've got a crew working over there really well.
They really do. And the facility is expanding, too. It's 23 acres, and they're going to build an independent living out there. And then right now we have the Lantern, which is the memory care inside the facility, and they're gonna build it externally, the Lantern, eventually, probably in the spring or summer.
Now, so I got that wrong. So it is assisted living right now, and you're building an addition for independent living. Now, there was going to be an Alzheimer's.
There is unit. One. So right now we are a combined building. We have the Lantern inside of the building.
Okay, gotcha.
And so we have the assisted living side, and then we've got the Lantern, which is the memory care.
Okay.
And then the plan is to build an external Lantern on the property.
Yeah.
And so that wing will turn into assisted living as well.
Wow.
Interesting. You know, I just got to say, that location.
Yeah.
You know how you're driving through areas and you get just vibes or feelings? Mm-hmm. When I drive my children to school every day, that area right there, it's such a calming vibe over there. The way the sun comes over the ridge and
it's beautiful.
Just the land over there, it's so gorgeous. So what is the What is the vision of Morning Point? I know they're assisted living facility, but the community is taking on some assisted living facilities. It obviously goes right in hand with what we're talking about. People are living longer, right?
And we just heard this morning that Chattanooga is like one of the go-to destinations for seniors.
Yeah, well,
we're finding
out
more and more seniors are moving in.
Yeah, that was through Yahoo or something. Yeah. Chattanooga as a city be number one in the country for a place to retire?
Well, we should be.
That's really, really cool.
Exactly.
It really is. It's a beautiful area for sure. I think that Chattanooga is just known for their community. And part of the aspect of my job is to recruit volunteers to come in from the community and volunteer for activities, whether it's music or bringing their pets in or their children. They're really big on intergenerational activities for the residents. And we can go to other places. People can come to us. I've got a Morning Point minibus that I drive that I'm going to endearingly call the party bus.
Oh, yeah.
It will be.
Yep. Will you drive in Leah? It will be.
It's true. So we're required 2 days a week to have outings. So we're going to do really fun things like go to the Tennessee Valley Railroad Museum. We're going to go to a quilt and craft show in October anyways. I have this back roads tour that I'm going to take them on once a week where we're going to go just cruise all the back roads, you know, with the fall in October.
Yeah. Let's get on some motorcycles.
Right. Yeah. Well, they can ride behind us. But it's exciting.
That's awesome. So what is the capacity there right now?
So we've got about 50 to 52 rooms on the assisted living side and then 21, I believe, on the lantern side. So that'll be all assisted living eventually.
So are you guys going to fill that up before you go to the next phase?
Yeah. Yes.
How many members is the plan?
So the plan for the assisted living for the community of assisted living is going to be about 73 residents, and that could be a little bit more because some of them are two bedroom, so we're husbands and wives move in together, so it can those numbers are.
Yeah, but when all the 23 acres is done, it's not just going to be 73, right?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And I really honestly don't even have the numbers for the independent living.
Can you imagine what the economic impact just on that area is going to be?
Well, you know, as a realtor and as a county commissioner, I supported this project big time. You know, it had to go through rezoning and everything because the initial plans, and I don't even know if Leah knows this, but the initial plans out there, you know, Sam Issa had bought 54 acres and the plan was to do all commercial and do it in four phases. And then he sold off 20 something acres for the Morning Point, which we were appreciative of because the traffic impact, as you know, that area is booming and growing immensely. And because of that, we've got the growing pains. We're dealing with traffic and that kind of stuff. And I was so glad to see Greg Vidal and Franklin Farrow come in to build this facility because I thought, especially at that busy intersection, the impact to traffic would be significantly less.
Absolutely.
You know, but a lot of support from the community, I can say, because those two developers, and I appreciate this as a county commissioner and as a realtor, but they have a very good reputation. They do a really good construction project. All of their facilities are beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's a need. You know, we keep hearing, and Ben, we've talked about this for several weeks, the real estate market's booming. And, you know, the demand's there. But we've been hearing there's two groups of folks that are going to drive the market, continue to drive the market this year and into next year, and that's millennials and seniors. And seniors are looking, you know, folks that have lived in a big home, raised their family, been there 40, 50 years, and they tend to stay because everybody gets in their comfort zone. You know, this is your home, and you're after 40 years, you're definitely almost a permanent fixture. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so it's a big decision for seniors to look at, you know, even independent living.
Right.
And it's a big decision for families to make when their parents do need additional care or they need to go in some type of assisted living facility. I'm thankful that we've got that in our community because there's demand for it. And I know that you guys are planning a lot of activities, and I want to help you guys spread the word to get folks there so they can come, because even if they don't need to move in or don't have a parent they want to move in, it's nice just to come and see the facility.
Absolutely.
Because you'll be thoroughly impressed. You've got an event coming up that I'm going to try to come to. That's coming up. Tell us about the first activity, big activity you have planned.
Okay, so on September the 28th, this is Saturday, we're going to hold the 2020 Miss Wheelchair Tennessee.
Wow.
And they're going to use our facilities, and they're going to have a crowning ceremony at 6:00. So that's open to the public. So anybody can come and watch the crowning ceremony of Miss Wheelchair Tennessee. And then whoever wins that will go to the Nationals.
So is that, awesome. I mean, I didn't even know this existed. That's so true. This is an activity that is done every year.
So my friend Bliss that I went to high school with, she reached out to me.
Yeah.
And when she knew I was coming there, and so she was, I believe in 2013, she was Miss Wheelchair Tennessee. And so she's out of here, out of Chattanooga locally. So she has been the director or what have you of having these every year. So we're very pleased to have them in our community this year.
That will be a neat event. Mm-hmm. So what do they do?
Awesome.
Do you, I mean, are they going to just wheel out? Do they model? I mean, what
so
do you?
So they're going to, my understanding is that they're going to, during the day, they're going to have some activities amongst themselves,
right?
The contestants and different things. And so I don't really have a whole rundown of the actual event. But
entry style.
You're still planning that, right?
Oh, yeah. We're still in the works with all of that, but we're promoting it out there on Facebook and everything.
Well, and Ben, you should come because they do some fun stuff. It's amazing how creative they are. And I was telling Leah last year, I had the opportunity. I was asked to come out to the Morning Point there at Collegedale. And they had a 40s night where everyone dressed like the 40s. So I had to go.
That Facebook post.
Yeah, I had to go buy the dress and everything. But what was unique is I had never done the Tennessee Waltz and the East Coast Swing. I had to learn how to do the Tennessee Waltz and the East Coast Swing. And I had to go out there and entertain. And it was a blast.
This was up the road a few miles, right?
Exactly. Yep.
Okay, I remember that.
It was a blast.
That's
but
so
I'm
cool.
telling you, that's what I'm saying. If you just want to come out for a good time, and I mean, they really, and that's why I was really excited to see Leah King chosen to be their activities coordinator, because I know she's a very talented young lady, and she will do very well in this role. And when we come back, let's talk a little bit more about the facility, how folks can get in touch with you, find out about it, and then we'll talk about kind of some of the things seniors go through when they're making that decision to move. We'll be right back.
Maybe you've had a situation like this.
Hi, I'm Luke Raby with Paul Bunyan Tree Service. I've lived in Ringgold my whole life. We bought a house in 2011. We got it financed in a local bank.
And what was your experience with the bank?
I feel like they took advantage of us because we didn't know the mortgage process and my payment was too high.
So Luke, what'd you do next?
So I called Ben Phillips at Home Rate Mortgage. He saved me $1,500 a month on my house payment.
And how did Ben and his staff at Home Rate Mortgage treat you?
My experience at Home Rate Mortgage was awesome. They treated me just like I treat my customers.
So what did your wife say to $1,500 a month? How'd she react?
She said that she couldn't believe that we saved that much money.
Let Luke's story be your story. Call Home Rate Mortgage today, 805-9100. That's 805-9100. And remember, there's no cost and no obligation to find out exactly how much you can save today.
Turn a house into a home.
Listen up, y'all. I'm Ben Phillips with Home Rate Mortgage right here in Chattanooga, 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money, and if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now, 805-9100. We just helped a North Georgia teacher. Her mortgage rate was too high. She had $31,000 in debt. She wanted to retire sooner. Many financial goals, folks, but she made the call to Home Rate Mortgage, 805-9100. We lowered her rate 1%. We paid off $31,000 in debt. We got her on the road to retiring faster. She saved her family $450 per month. The best part, she bragged about the Home Rate Mortgage experience. Folks, it's easy and you can do it too. It just takes 10 minutes and this number, 805-9100. There's no cost and no obligation. So why wouldn't you call? HomeRateMortgage.com, 805-9100. HomeRateMortgage.com.
You're listening to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour on Easy 106.9.
And welcome back to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour. And we have Leah King with Morning Points East Brainerd. And Leah, I'm learning a lot about this new facility. I'm seeing all the activity heading that way. It's super exciting. What I've gotten so far is that really you need volunteers in the area to help out. And we talk about this all the time about helping children, you know, volunteering at the schools and being a big part of children's lives because that's the next generation. But as we also are noticing, you know, we're talking about folks living longer, needing to downsize, take less stress off them so they can enjoy those golden years.
Exactly.
Sabrina, and we always have talked about that, but it's neat. We also need to get volunteers in our community to come to the assisted living center and enjoy this incredible time, just like this Miss Wheelchair Tennessee.
Exactly.
How exciting is that kind of stuff to just take a little role and give back and then be in somebody's heart and soul for a few minutes, for an hour of your time and make a real impact on their life.
Yeah.
Making someone feel special just to be there with them.
Well, and I'm sure our listeners are wanting to, you know, there may be some people wanting to volunteer. They may want information.
Right.
Because they may have a parent or something that they're, you know, that they're looking to move into an assisted living facility. So tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can find out more, what the process is if they want to look at maybe moving in.
Sure. So you can always go to morningpoint.com, and point has an E on it. Always tell everybody.
Yeah, that's the trick.
Morningpoint with an E.com. You can always call us at 423-212-1208 is our phone number, and we just really would be really happy just to talk to anybody at any capacity, whether you're interested in touring the building. You can come in and have lunch, and then we can go on a tour. You can come.
And we were just talking about how amazing the food is.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, the food is.
Oh, no doubt about it. And so there's someone out there right now that probably has a loved one that maybe even like bored with their day. Mm-hmm. You know, they're retired, they're looking for something to do. Well, maybe you're recently retired and you're looking for something to do. Have an impact on a senior's life. Mm-hmm. Call Leah King today at 212-1208, right?
Yes.
212-1208 to get involved in their calendar event and give back. Maybe you've been praying about it and say, you know, I need to do more for the community.
Exactly.
Maybe you're praying about it and you're finding that, you know, God's asking you to impact somebody else's life. Spend time with a senior at an assisted living facility, but not just going bedside. I'm talking getting involved in an activity where you're having fun. You're having meaningful discussions about things, and you're talking about something that's sort of focused on whatever it is for the day with that activity, but you're just being a part of someone's life. And that's super special when you can walk away from that and say, wow, that was, I know that I made a difference today for an hour of my time. And I wasn't going to do anything anyway. So couch potatoes, get off your butt. You know,
play cornhole. We have cornhole and bocce ball. I mean, we have chair volleyball. There's all kinds of wonderful things that we do. That's not, you know, they're just not sitting around watching TV or watching movies. That's
right,
for sure.
Right. Definitely. And, you know, really, I think that there's the perception out there, too, that, you know, choosing a senior living facility, assisted or independent, is expensive. But, you know, they vary. Each facility varies. But, you know, when you take into account what all is covered, and I jotted down some things, and tell me, because you may think of something. Utilities, right?
Mm-hmm.
Their utilities are covered every month.
That's right.
Housekeeping.
Yep.
They don't have to worry about it. No more cleaning the house or anything like that. Who wants to do that anyway, right? Laundry.
Yes.
You guys take care of all this. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
Yep.
Okay. Transportation.
Yes.
So you guys, so if they need to go to the store, tell us about that.
Some people have vehicles and can drive, but I've got a minibus that I drive that I endearingly call the party bus.
Yeah, that's right.
That will just be able to go anywhere. And then obviously they can be driven to doctor's appointments and those sorts of things too.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then you've got social programs, special events. Mm-hmm. We talked about some of that. Security. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not alone.
Absolutely.
You're not home alone.
Absolutely.
You know, anymore, there's always this realization of how you got, I call them predators out there, and they target seniors.
That's true.
So
and then there's loneliness.
They're not getting
and
into your facility. Exactly.
You know?
That's true, too.
You have to pull.
That's true, too. Now, let me ask you this. Do you guys have storage for these folks, or is there any type of storage at all?
They're not that I'm aware of. Uh-huh. I could be wrong, but their rooms, there's different size rooms that they have. They have a lot of storage.
You have
in
a variety.
Their rooms.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, and you mentioned it. It's an opportunity to socialize, and they don't have to be alone. And you know, again, seniors are active.
Yep. Absolutely. So social activity, physical activity, emotional activity, it's all correlates. You know, there's, you have to, you know, the whole idea of if your body's at rest, it mm-hmm. stays at rest. You know, you need to keep active and keep moving. You have to keep your brain working. And, you know, you do that by being in community and having relationships with people as well.
Exactly. Now, is there a minimum age?
That's a good question. I know that we have somebody as young as 74 coming
okay.
in. So,
okay.
I guess it just depends on their needs. So.
Yeah. Well, it seems like I was thinking that the facility over at Collegedale that you had to be maybe 55 and up. So, yeah. And you're right. I mean, there's some 55-year-olds that need assistance, mm-hmm. assistance, and that's just right. hard for me to even believe, but... I was just curious if there was like a minimum age requirement.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, anyway, the important thing for our listeners out there, I think it's finding the right place. You know, you got to decide, number one, is it assisted versus independent? Do you know how that's going to vary for you all?
I'll learn a whole lot when the independent building becomes built, for sure.
Right.
This is a newer industry to me, so I'm learning every day. I've been going through orientation and learning so much about this community. But I know the people and the vision behind this company is just so loving and so warm and so caring. And everything is 100% about mm-hmm. every single resident individually.
Yeah.
We get to work where they live. Mm-hmm. They don't live where we work. Mm-hmm. You know, so.
That's awesome. And you said you guys provide 3 meals a day. Now, mm-hmm. That is unique because I know I've been to a couple of facilities that only do 2 meals.
Yeah. We do 3 meals a day. Our community in particular is doing this digital dining. We're rolling out this digital dining,
uh-huh.
which is exciting. So it's more efficient. And so that's exciting. Breakfast is still going to be on paper, but it's the food quality is absolutely amazing.
Oh, yeah.
It really, really is. And then, of course, there's always going to be certain things on the menu that will always be available to everybody. And they can eat and have food whenever they want to. If they get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and they're hungry or they're thirsty, they can have whatever they want to.
So it's like they have a real chef, right?
Oh, yeah.
At the facility. Yeah. So.
They're getting catered to. That's what you're hearing.
You got
they're
your own chef. To. Like, you know,
exactly.
that's pretty amazing.
And I'll tell you something, too, and I hope you guys will do this, but I've done some buyer seminars, seller seminars mm-hmm. out at the facilities before, and it was amazing because they were willing, at a very minimal cost, willing to provide, like we did some dinner seminars, and they provided dinner and everything.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So I hope that we can get that opportunity out there, too, but it's good to come and talk to seniors, not only those that are already living there, but those that are looking at making these decisions into the future because, you know, we were talking about you get so acclimated to your home, especially if you've lived there for 40 plus mm-hmm. years, right?
Right.
So this is a huge decision.
But a top reason to move into an assisted facility is because, you know, you have that first big medical thing that comes up.
Right.
And they come in blazing for your
they
house.
They take care of you. Exactly. Yeah.
No,
well, that's
I'm saying,
oh, you're talking,
with,
I know.
I'm talking about the opposite side. If you, you own a house, it's free and clear. You
you're
start
right.
getting the cancer stuff. You start to get treatment. Next thing you know, these bill collectors are after your house.
I know. That's true.
You've got to protect your assets. And the best way to do that is to potentially downsize a little earlier than you expected.
Exactly.
You know, you have to plan for the unexpected. Mm-hmm. And the unexpected is health issues. I mean, health issues is a big part. I know people that have passed away in their 30s with cancer.
I know, it's terrible.
So, I mean, you've got to be able to be adaptable or flexible.
Right.
Because we don't know how we're going to grow up, exactly.
Well, and like these seniors, you know, we were talking about how this is such a big decision, and it's hard to let go when you've lived in your home that long and everything. It's good for us to come in, Ben, and
yes.
talk and hold a seminar.
Absolutely.
And talk to them about the process and what they can expect when they put their home on the market and stuff like this. I'll tell you something, I remember one of the best seminars I did, it was over at the Greenbrier Cove in Collegedale, and about 75 folks showed up, and these were folks that were had a big house in the community that were looking to do something in the future. And let me tell you, they asked the best questions. They were such good questions, very valid questions, but you could tell when you've been out of the market a long time and you've not made a move in years, I mean, this is a true benefit to these individuals.
Right.
And I actually had the opportunity, several of those folks called me later on to come and sell their house.
Nice.
And they went ahead and made the move in there. So it's good. And Ben and I, week after week, that's what we thrive on, educating our audience, telling them what's going on in the market, talking about subjects that we think are beneficial, that type of stuff.
And propping up small businesses mm-hmm. and new businesses
exactly.
in the area. So it's exciting to have you. So, hey, Leah, real quick, where are you from?
I'm actually from right up the road in Quail Run. I was born and raised there.
No
in
way.
At Udall High School. So I'm definitely from the East Brainerd, East Hamilton yeah. area.
Okay, cool.
Just a few minutes down the road.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. So born and raised in the Quail Run.
Well, I was born in Minnesota, actually.
Okay.
I've lived here since I was a little girl, since I was okay. in kindergarten. So
oh, that's awesome. Well, that's cool. I live pretty much next door to you.
Oh, nice.
In Cobblestone. So.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, literally.
We're at the dead end, so probably, you know.
Well, we're excited that you're over at Morning Point at East Hamilton, and we're excited about all the stuff you're going to be planning to do. We know it's going to be a lot of fun activities. Anytime that Ben or I can participate, we're going to hold your feet to the fire.
I love it.
Reach out.
It's good.
So she'll do it. And if I can help promote this stuff, again, anybody that's maybe want to come do a tour or anything, how can they get in touch with you?
They can call. They can stop by. If they're in the neighborhood and they just drive by and pull in, they're welcome to stop
by.
So
they don't have to necessarily just call and schedule a tour. They're welcome to just come on in.
They could. I mean, if they want to. But if they want to just stop by, they're more than welcome to.
And that phone number, again, if you want to call Leah King at Morning Point of East Hamilton, she can be reached at area code 423-212-1208 or go to your website, morningpoint.com, point with an E on the end of it, .com. We'll be right back.
And with us is Jimmy Plumley, a sergeant with the Chattanooga Police Department. Jimmy, why were you looking for a mortgage company?
We decided that we wanted to find a house with a level lot, so we decided we want to sell ours and buy another one.
And why'd you choose Home Rate Mortgage?
We had heard the commercials on the radio, a little bit of investigation on the computer. We had actually used Spin before to do a refinance. They were very wonderful to work with.
And before you went to Home Rate, did you seek help from the banks?
We talked to a couple banks, but this didn't really feel welcome. You got the feeling like you were the number. You had to go through the dial one for this and do this.
And how did Ben and his staff at Home Rate Mortgage treat you?
It was easy. You just felt like you could contact Ben and Lindsay and be able to actually get a hold of them and talk to them.
So, Sergeant Plumley, what did you do with all the money you saved?
We bought an older house in the Hickson area. We're going to take the money and put it back into the house and do some upgrades.
I'm Ben Phillips with Home Rate Mortgage, 805-9100 or homeratemortgage.com. Did you know that mortgage rates are at 9-month lows? Listen up, y'all. Ben Phillips, Home Rate Mortgage, right here in Chattanooga, 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money. And if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now, 805-9100. Families all over Tennessee are calling Home Rate Mortgage right now with these amazing 9-month low rates and paying off their high interest credit card debt into one low fixed rate mortgage payment. And check this out. We just helped a retired court reporter who lives in Ottawa. We paid off her mortgage and $7,000 in credit card debt and saved her family $400 per month while, get this, giving her $10,000 additional cash out for home improvements so that her grandson can live with her. It's easy, and you can do it too. It just takes 10 minutes and this number, 805-9100. And if you're at your desk like me, get a quick quote at homeratemortgage.com.
Now, back to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour on Easy 106.9.
And welcome back to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour. Sabrina, another day.
It's been an exciting morning. I'm so glad we had the honor of having Leah King in the studios with us this morning and just talk about her role. I mean, can you imagine? That's a big role she's got, to be the activities coordinator for the seniors at the new East Hamilton Morning Point. Wow, and to keep them entertained, she said she's got to do 6 and 7 activities a day. I hope you and I are that active as we get older.
Hey, man, that'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you do 20 a day.
I do. But you know, I know no other way to live life. I like to be productive.
Have fun.
Exactly. And I feel like I'm accomplishing something. But there's a downside to that too. My husband has to, and that's why he's been good for me. You know, chill out.
He's your governor.
Chill out.
He's your governor.
Stop and then
slow down.
Enjoy life a little bit. Smell the roses. So he's been good in that capacity.
Well, that's a good thing to remind folks. You know, mm-hmm. we live in a, you know, in America, it's all about going and attacking goals and accomplishing. You know, they say America, we work harder, more stressful lives. And I think it's an important reminder, even in our show, in this incredible real estate market that we're in.
It's incredible.
You know, the seventh day should be rest. So
yeah,
enjoy and, you know, take stock in what you got and be thankful for what you got, because we're not, none of us are alike. Exactly.
Exactly.
But if
thank goodness, right?
Right, right. It helps me be able to, I'm just glad that there's nobody like me.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know that the world could handle two of you, Ben, but hey, you know, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, my wife has put up with me this long since 2006, yeah. Being married. So,
good girl, Tiffany.
You know, bless her heart.
Oh, yeah. No problem. Same thing for Mark. But hey, okay, we've been talking about how hot the market is.
Right.
Everybody's been expecting it to slow down. We've been hearing about this pseudo-recession, which I say is pseudo, because to me, things are getting busier, not slower.
Much, much busier.
So what are, I know you've looked up some information on what the housing trends will be for the rest of, especially mortgage trends, for the rest of the year.
Yeah. So we've got 9 housing and mortgage trends for the rest of 2019.
Okay.
So
I'm ready to hear
if
what
you're
they
a
are.
Realtor, if you're a mortgage, if you're just in the real estate market, this is something that you'd be interested in. So everyone knows that the first half of 2019 has kind of surprised the housing markets across the country. For example, mortgage rates fell, and that was the opposite of what the experts had predicted at the beginning of the year.
Thank goodness.
Yes, so it's welcome news for everybody, from home buyers to sellers to homeowners. I mean, millions of owners could benefit from refinancing on these unexpected lower rates. So it's just an opportune time, and that's what's going on.
My brother just did that.
Yes.
You guys refinanced his house. He pulled the equity out, made it work for him. He's bought him a rental home. Now he's created cash flow.
Boom. And see, and
making
that's
that equity work
just
for him.
Yet another example of why it's important to take action in these
exactly.
slow rate market.
Exactly.
So, you know, housing forecasters' predictions of 2019, I don't know. Were they correct, Sabrina?
They were wrong. Thank God.
Agreed.
Thank God.
So let's get into this. So here is the first trend for housing and real estate.
I agree with that one.
We want more homes for sale.
That's true.
That's the first trend. We want it. We're getting it because it's got...
The demand's there.
The demand's there. Sellers are willing to let their house go at a certain price.
Exactly.
Everybody's got a price, right?
Exactly.
And I think that's kind of a shoe-in.
And you know what else is so good about this is I commonly get asked, should I remodel my kitchen? Should I do this? Should I... And Ben, you know, I have these people thinking about selling their home that are thinking about doing these monumental renovations. And it's amazing because they're thinking about, you know, putting all this money into their kitchen or their bathroom. And I'm like, no, 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 don't do that, because you will not get that money back dollar for dollar. There's such demand right now that as long as you just, you know, touch up some paint, do some curb appeal, I mean, there's demand.
Yeah.
I agree with number one.
And here's a fact. Here's a fact about number one. 370,000 fewer homes were built than needed to be built
exactly.
to satisfy the demand resulting from population growth alone.
That's crazy.
It's an exciting time for people considering to sell their house. Mm-hmm. And for the people not considering to sell their house, you might want to consider it.
That's right.
Bottom
if you're
line.
Just tuning in, we're talking about trends for the housing market going throughout the rest of the year and into 2020.
And trend number two is home prices will continue to climb.
Yep.
I think they're expected to 7% over the next 12 months.
Absolutely.
Folks,
I totally agree with that.
That may be a low number.
And we're up 6.4%
year over year
in price. Yeah, year over year. So,
and, you know,
I love number three.
Number three, mortgage rates will remain low. Now,
awesome news.
Yeah. Let's face it. When rates are low, you know, they say in life, buy low, sell high, right?
That's exactly.
Well, the mortgage interest rate that you're using to finance your buy can impact your payment. So the lower the rate, the lower the payment. So hey, if rates are low, you need to take action during that time. And rates are at record lows. Rates are in the low threes. You can even get a 15-year right around that 3% mark, folks, and it's an exciting time.
And even if you're not looking to purchase a home, it may be a good opportunity, like we said, to refinance. Or if you've got equity, let's say that you want to, you know, do some renovations. You can pull that equity out, do some renovations, or, like my brother did, buy you a rental home.
Yeah.
Make that money work for you.
Yeah. Get an investment home. Get that cash flow, because we worked 30 years, Sabrina, for a Social Security paycheck.
Yeah.
That might be $1,500 a month.
And it may be bankrupt by the time we get there anyway. Yeah, we'll see,
I know, but you could buy an investment property.
Exactly.
And get $1,000 rent for the rest of your life, and you might be making a few hundred bucks on it. But in 30 years or 15 years, as fast as you get it paid off, you're going to be making about $1,800 a month.
Very true.
The rent's going to go up.
Very true. And we're always going to have a demand for rent. Always.
All right. Number four trend is that affordability will continue to be a concern. Why is that, Sabrina? It's very simple, isn't it?
But that's because the prices keep going up, but our income's flat. That's what. Our wages are flat.
Yes.
That's why there's such a disparity there.
Yeah. And that's where the pressure's on.
Exactly.
The pressure is on.
You know, I saw a statistic recently where it was, you know, demonstrating our sales prices just went up another 12%. However, our median house income only went up 3%. So there's a huge disparity there. But we've got to get, and you know, the good thing is, here in Hamilton County, we're at an all-time low with our unemployment. I think we're under 3%. We've got businesses coming in, creating jobs, which is good for our job market. The challenge will be to get those competitive wages up.
Right.
That will be our challenge.
Well, and I think that's going to impact it. As more businesses come in, there's going to be more competition to get the best employees.
Exactly.
So that's great news.
Exactly. But, you know, with affordability being a challenge, those rates are helping. Rates are helping with that, with the rates being so low. So
it really is.
So that's a good thing.
All right, so number five.
Yeah, well, I got ahead of the game, didn't I? Sorry.
More people could benefit and save money by refinancing their home.
And no doubt about
it. We've hit this like a dead horse.
Could be thousands upon thousands.
Yeah, and here's the phone number, 805-9100.
Right.
If you need to refinance, like Sabrina said, go call her up. She'll get you hooked up with Home Rate Mortgage, and you can buy your first investment home with the equity in your primary residence. It's amazing, it's worth it, and it's a no-brainer financially.
Yep.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, that's the reason you should call. You should call Sabrina right now, 499-7780.
That's right.
And she will hook you up and explain all that information, and then she'll find you a good investment property.
Yep.
All right, number six real estate trend is new homes are getting bigger.
I don't think I agree with that.
Yeah, I think that
1,800 square feet now is going for $350,000 on a very small lot. I don't think I agree with that.
And again, I think Chattanooga, this is a national news organization.
Exactly.
For national, and there's some truth overall, but not in Chattanooga.
Yeah.
So let's move on. Number seven. The attention is in on first-time homebuyers.
I totally agree with that. I think that we've got to be focused on first-time homebuyers. They're going to be driving the market. But I think, too, I would also say as B did this, that would be A. B would be seniors. I think seniors, too. Senior housing, the need for senior housing is also driving.
It's huge. It's huge.
Yeah, those are the two groups, no doubt.
Yeah, and the chief economist for one of the insurance providers for mortgage loans across the U.S. says that roughly 3 million first-time homebuyers delayed buying their first home in the 2007 era to between 2007 and 2015. Now all those folks with the new folks are all wanting to jump in because rates are so good.
And guess what? If you need a realtor, call Sabrina Realty.
499-7780. She's going to answer
exactly
your call every day.
Right. It doesn't matter if you're a first-time home buyer or if you're looking to downsize.
Amen.
We'll walk you through the process and love to.
And the best district in Chattanooga, folks, is District 7, and that's East Brainerd, Apison, Ooltewah, and Sabrina is your commissioner for that. So it's good to know Sabrina for sure.
Yeah, but, you know, we're licensed in Georgia. We work all areas of the market, you know, everywhere. I'm in Hickson.
Hey,
you just
sold
Ringgold.
That beautiful home downtown.
I'm in North Chattanooga.
North Chat, she can nail it for you.
Wherever you want to go, we'll go.
I almost bought that house in North Chattanooga.
Yeah, I know.
That was a great deal.
Oh, yeah. And prices are up big time.
Now, that just closed for you,
didn't
it?
People wanted to be downtown. It sure did.
Okay.
Sure did, yeah.
So, and it sold for just about full asking price, right?
Right at full asking price.
That's amazing. Okay,
yep.
Eighth trend, folks. Lending standards ease a little, and that is very true.
Well, we were just talking earlier how it doesn't matter if you think you're not quite there with credit. Call Home Rate Mortgage. Well, they'll get you where you need to be.
Yeah.
And also, you can get in a home with little or zero down.
Absolutely. And income standards have eased a little bit over the last month. I've noticed it. We have noticed that, especially for new home buyers, we're looking at their income a little bit looser. I had a gap of 4 months. They had their education, got a job, then was out of work for 4 months. We took their income in just 1 month.
Wow, that's awesome.
So I think your income guidelines are starting to loosen, and that's good. It could be a double-edged sword though. So we got to be careful with that. But just know this, if you've had a little bit of income issues in the past, come on, it might be time to try that again. So call Sabrina to get started with that process.
Yeah, and it's easier to get, even if you're wanting to invest. We were talking about buying rental property and stuff. You know, used to, I know that when we went through the challenges we went through back in 2009 and 10, it was almost impossible for someone to get an investment loan. Someone that owned a small business like us, who's self-employed. It's almost.
And now it's so much easier with that.
And thank goodness. Number nine, overconfident sellers could struggle. You know what? That's true. Hey, everybody's got to have a realistic expectation.
Indeed.
Right?
Right.
Realistic. And just because this house is worth $1 million to you from those 40 years of memories, it doesn't mean it's worth that to the next buyer.
Amen.
You know? So it's all about having realistic expectations. And I'll tell you something, Ben, it has been another great show.
Absolutely.
I'm ready to go and have another busy weekend.
Let's go run a marathon today.
Sounds great.
We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour with your hosts, Sabrina Smedley and Ben Phillips. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. only on Easy 106.9.